Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because there were two charges that tried to go. Well, one went through and another just tried to go through on my card, and they're fraudulent charges. So my card is now blocked, and I want to know why my card was being charged.
Okay, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
13323.
13323.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
My name is Kara.
And you work for who?
I work for a third-party call center that deals with over 100 different products. What's your first
you
name?
Work... Wait. You work for a third-party what?
I work for a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products, ma'am.
Over 100 different products?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
So, what is, what did it say? Gardner Experience. Hold on, let me look. Remarkable Gardener Experience.
I can check for you, ma'am. What's your first and last name?
Can you check what it is without me giving out any more information?
With that being said, ma'am, I wouldn't know what it is, ma'am, because I don't know the name of the product, ma'am.
The name of the product is Remarkable Gardener Experience.
That's not really not telling me anything, ma'am, about the product, ma'am. I would need your information, ma'am, your name, verify your name and your address, ma'am.
But I've already...
You only give me your zip code, ma'am. I have 1,000 names. I have 1,000 names up here on my page, ma'am. I don't know who I'm speaking with.
Okay. It's Rachel Dougas.
Thank you, ma'am. Can you verify mm-hmm. your address for security purposes, please?
3611 Fountain Street, Clinton, New York, 13323.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me one moment while my system loads, please. Okay, ma'am. I see on February 21st, 2022, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a tablet.
Nope.
So you don't recall doing a survey online to just pay shipping and handling for the product, ma'am, and you received a free gift?
That I did, and it was for $2.99, not $7.99. And then why was I getting charged today $56 and something cents?
With that being said, ma'am, that tablet was a free welcome gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. Being a member, you also receive a $125 gift card through your email each month that you're enrolled, but you were declined by your bank.
Right, because they put it as fraud.
Yes, ma'am, I understand what you're stating, ma'am.
Because I didn't sign up for that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you want to cancel today, ma'am. Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
I don't have a pen.
Could you possibly write
I would
it?
Also
I'm sorry?
I would also like the
I'm sorry?
So I was charged seven something when I was supposed to be charged $2.99, and there nothing was said about joining something. So, and I want this canceled. So, am I still okay? I don't understand what's happening now with the $7.99 or the seven. Whatever they took out.
That was for shipping and handling for your tablet, ma'am.
So I am getting it.
Correct.
Even though I'm canceling this thing that I didn't even sign up for.
Yes, ma'am, because the tablet was, you paid for the shipping and handling, which was on the 21st. So it's already being shipped out to your address.
Okay, so.
Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
I don't have a pen, but.
Could you possibly text it to yourself?
Oh, yes, I could do that.
Yes, ma'am.
So. This is now canceled. I don't have to. I can call the fraud center and have them unblock my card because I have had to replace my card so many times in the last couple of months. It's getting stupid. And I did not sign up for this garden experience thing.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's completely canceled. I'm not going to be charged. Or do I have to keep the card as blocked and get a new one?
Yes. Well, ma'am, you're canceled out of our system, ma'am. And you also won't get any future charges, ma'am, because I canceled you, ma'am. And I'm providing you a cancellation number also.
Right. But the charge that just tried to go through, mm-hmm. will it try to go through again?
No, ma'am, because you're already canceled.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie. 259-106-902. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Charlie, 259-106-902. And what was your name?
My name is Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
K-Y-R-A. And it's been canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so all should be well now, and that payment will not try to come back out. And just so you know, this call is being recorded.
Okay. That's fine.
It's just because I have memory issues, and so that way, you know, if I lose this paper that I just wrote down the stuff on,
mm-hmm.
I have it for my notes. But, and then also that, you know, I have it that it has been canceled and will not be taken out of my account. Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for your help. And I hope that you have a good night.
You too. Also, thank you for calling, 'cause support. Have a great day.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.